This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's so interesting to watch someone about 4 or 5 seconds before we get on the radio.
Is it?
It is. It is like you're stretching for the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to run a marathon now.
Well, you look like you were going to cry.
I'm always on the verge of crying.
Are you really?
No.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, you seem like the toughest person that I know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. It's working.
When's the last time you cried?
When I was a baby? No.
Wow. That's Stacey Moody at Hotmail.com, everybody. Everybody knows who that is. That is the strongest opinion on this show, and that's what I love about you.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, sorry I was a smidge bit late today.
Okay.
I slept in a bit.
You know what? Stacey Moody, that is okay.
Yeah,
because I had to poop.
You had to poop
yeah.
here.
Yeah, at work.
Here, you couldn't poop.
No.
You had to drive from your apartment where you live to come here to poop.
Yeah.
And why? Couldn't you poop at your apartment
okay.
where you live?
When you hear a word so many times, it just starts to sound weird. So I love my apartment. It's like my favorite place that I've ever lived. But there's one weird thing about it. And the bathroom is like in the bedroom. I mean, not like in the corner of the bedroom, but like the
just
way
a toilet,
into the, yeah.
Just a hole in the floor in the corner?
Almost. There's barely a door. It's one of those sliding doors that goes right in front of it. And then there's no privacy. And so the girl that I'm dating is sleeping over and we're just not at that point yet.
Not there yet.
You know,
I get it.
It's been a month.
Oh yeah, it's too early.
Right?
Can't poop in front of her yet.
Like, what, in front of her? No.
Well, I mean, I'm not like, hey, I'm not saying open the door,
right.
Open the sliding door.
But it's a sliding door, so it doesn't even like close. It's so annoying.
No.
So I, you know, what the nights that she sleeps over, I come into work a little early.
That makes sense.
And I do that thing. How long do you think it takes for human beings to be able to excuse themselves as far as dating, when they're dating?
You know, I would say at least 3 months, probably. I mean, it seems like a long time, but it's like, still gotta like be comfortable with that. It's like, when can you fart in front of them?
Never.
Right.
Never.
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 You could, like, pooping, you get it. You know, hey, give me. For a while, I was dating this guy, and I would be like, oh, hey, I gotta run to the store real quick. I would leave his place to go poop at a convenience store and then come back. And he's like, why didn't you get anything? Yeah, they didn't
Stop it. I remember a second date that I went on with my last girlfriend. We decided to rent a cabin in the woods in California.
That's
a word you can't say. That's okay. Don't worry about it. I did that once anyway. No, but
well, now we know.
Yeah, those darn ghosts were blocking me so it sounded so romantic on the Airbnb listing. You know, it's like oldest cabin.
Sure, of course it does.
In the woods. It was like the oldest thing on that side of like it was just old. It was old, right?
Sure.
It was from like the gold mining era. So we go and sure, there's water in the sinks. There's water in the tub, but there is this thing called a Sunmar. It is a compostable toilet.
Oh.
And this is like a second date with a really girly girl. Really girly girl. So, yeah,
That did not go well.
Yeah, it was funny on our drive back.
Did you just end up pooping in the woods? I feel like that would be the route.
I couldn't do that either.
Just leave me alone. I want to go for a walk real quick. Okay?
I did exactly what you did. I was like, oh, I forgot something at the store.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the way to do it. But it was funny when we were driving back. I was looking at her and I was like, well, that was a really fun experience, except for the ghosts trying to block me from getting late. I literally yelled at the ghosts.
Did they answer back?
No, but to her they did. She was like,
don't do it.
This is wrong. Why are all ghosts from the 1800s?
Save yourself for Varys.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Are you hydrated enough now, Stacey Moody at
hotmail.com? I hope so.
Damn! I have never seen someone slam a bottle of water that fast.
Well, if I slam the bottle of water and the other bottle of water, then I can have my coffee.
Right.
It's a race to the coffee. That's
okay.
All it is.
Okay. I don't know how many times we've been doing this, and you've never once went to the restroom. You're a camel, aren't
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah.
You're a camel.
Either that or I'm just, you know, not right inside.
Yes. Oh, okay. New subject. Speaking of pants, why are you wearing leg prisons today?
The biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
How many times have you been pulled over?
Way too many to count.
Really?
Yeah, I have a speeding problem.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I could probably say 5 times.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, because originally I had a car that I could not drive fast in anyway. Mm. So my nickname was Sally Speed Limit. But then I got a very fast car and then the police couldn't catch me. So
there you go.
But now I have a Mini Cooper. But the weirdest thing happened to me. I don't know if I should have stopped or not, but it happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Sure.
And I passed a police officer. I was doing what I understood to be the speed limit. I think it was like around there. And they pull out and they're far enough away. I would say like 4 or 5 car lengths away.
Okay.
That I don't feel like they're signaling to me because there are other cars. But instead of turning the red and blue lights on, there was like this spotlight that they shined.
Yeah.
And like left it up and then took it away and then did it again. And then took it away. And I'm like, what are they doing? Are they trying to signal me? Am I supposed to pull over? I don't know. I haven't been pulled over very much. I have no experience in this field. Definitely want to pull over if this is what they're asking. But
just let me know what you want me to do.
Yeah. Can you just... I think that they can like hone in on your stereo too at this point where they can just be like, pull over.
Right.
No, I really...
You just come into it.
Like, yeah. So like, what the hell? So then after they do that a couple times, then they pull off to the left and they just go somewhere else. So
maybe they saw the spotlight. They used the spotlight to see who was in the car. Maybe they were trying to find someone in a Mini Cooper.
In a Mini Cooper?
Yeah. Maybe
like somebody had stolen.
Yeah. And that was their getaway car.
No one would steal a Mini Cooper. Come on. And nobody would use it as a crime getaway car. It's like riding a lawnmower.
Not all criminals are smart, Jordan.
I mean, like what kind of crime would somebody who drives a Mini Cooper do? What kind of, like, take, you know what we would do? We would, like, take one too many napkins from Chipotle.
Oh, I was going to say they maybe stole,
we don't steal.
Oh, all right. Well.
Because we can't get away.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe you took the Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, too many
Too many of those? Okay.
They have those out anymore? I think they have those behind the counter. Never mind.
There you go.
That was becoming a problem.
No. Oh, because people were stealing it. It was probably all these people.
It was probably Mini Cooper drivers.
So that's what the...
Way to go. Thanks.
What did that police officer want? Because then they didn't want anything.
I don't know.
I would like to pull over if I'm supposed to. But
if you're listening,
yeah.
Officer who was doing that, please let us know.
Yeah. What was the big shiny light and not... Your red and blue lights.
And also, it's way too early, like 5:30 in the morning for that noise.
Right. Because like my tags are good. I'm good. I was doing the speed limit. I wasn't texting.
Maybe they were trying to find out like who was driving the Mini Cooper. Like, really? Who chose this car?
Shut up, Stacey Moody.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hi, I just was listening and it just cracked me up kind of because you're like, who's going to commit a crime in a Mini Cooper? And I thought it was kind of funny. You have a Mini Cooper. Have you never seen The Italian Job?
No. Oh. Does that take place in America?
Well, the original was actually filmed in Italy and London, but the remake was mostly L.A. and sound stages.
Oh, my God. And they were in a Mini Cooper?
They were in three Mini Coopers.
Okay, so the one time.
That's the one exception.
That movie helps popularize the brand. That's why there's so many Mini Coopers. So just kind of funny.
Oh, dude.
Who commits a crime in a Mini Cooper? And it's kind of what they're famous for.
I think it's a great car. I have it. I made it all winter here. And people have big SUVs and stuff with four-wheel drive. My little two-wheel drive lawnmower made it here. So I love my Mini Cooper. I will fight till death. Yeah.
I mean, they're really they're really German pretending to be British at this point, but...
You know, the best part is my color of my car is British Racing Green.
Nice. That is fantastic.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
I was in my friend's car like a month ago. I'm always interested in what people keep in their glove compartment.
Oh, yeah.
Besides the things that you need, like the registration and proof of insurance and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's in your glove compartment?
I have a makeshift... what are those called that when you're having an anaphylactic shock or something?
Oh, damn.
I have one of those from like years ago.
Is it going to work if you need it?
Probably not.
Yeah, because it's been like exposed to heat.
Many elements.
Yeah. My friend had a single ding dong in her glove compartment. It was so funny. I was like, what the hell?
Like a half eaten.
Yeah, like they're...
Like the half package.
Right. Two ding dongs come in one package and one was missing. That she ate, like stress ate a while ago. And I guess it wasn't, she was a skinny girl. Maybe it was two ding dongs was too much for her. You know,
those skinny girls. She ate the one ding dong in like four settings.
I think so, yes. what do I have in mind? Lotion.
Okay.
I always have almonds.
Sure.
You know, like a little snack just in case.
Yeah, if you get hungry.
Mm-hmm. I wish, though, that I had what this local couple had in their glove compartment.
Ooh.
Because it changed their lives, or at least it will change their lives.
I'm very excited.
7:10, I'll tell you what it is.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends news on 96.5. The Buzz.
Well, the biggest news story of the day. Notre Dame on fire.
Juste devant le cœur, les débris de la flèche tombaient plus tôt dans la soirée.
You got that, Stacey?
Yeah, I got that. Oui. I agree with absolutely everything she said.
Do you speak French?
Not one bit.
Me neither.
I had to look up what yes was.
Okay, all right. So, Notre Dame has been there for 850 years. 850 years.
And a long time.
Our generation that, of course, burned it basically to the ground.
Not shocking.
They saved the crown of thorns, which Jesus apparently wore. No one knows how the fire started. And
is he in there? Did we save him?
I don't know.
I need someone on the ground really giving me that update.
Yeah, that's the most important part. On this day in 1974, Queen made their U.S. live debut in Denver, Colorado. What I love about this story, it says their trek ended early when Brian May developed hepatitis a month later.
Hepatitis?
Which is something that was left out of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, there was not much talk about that one.
Also, the first 3D printed heart was made from actual human tissue. Listen to this.
Scientists in Israel have printed the first 3D heart using human tissue and vessels. This advances the possibilities for transplants and producing hearts suitable for transplants to humans.
That means we are one step closer, Stacey.
Wait, to what?
To me being able to have a real life exact replica of Taylor Swift, of my own.
So close.
Also in news, oh my God. So, this woman was cleaning out her glove compartment. This local woman cleaning out her glove compartment opens it up and finds a couple Powerball tickets. Took them in to have them scanned. One reads claim at lottery and it was worth $50,000.
Ooh.
Here's the catch though. You only have 180 days after you win the lottery to claim your lottery prize.
Yeah.
She was on day 179.
No.
Had she checked one day later, she would have had $50,000 prize expire.
I would have driven that car straight off the cliff.
You think it's a Mini Cooper?
Oh, it's definitely a Mini
Cooper. Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
You remember that part?
I don't remember that part. That's new.
Yeah, I'm sure. The song's been playing since 1985. It's not, they didn't just like add in this. Yeah.
Is that the new version?
Yes, that's a new version. That's the radio remix. You're really comfortable over there, aren't you?
This is amazing. I don't know why I haven't done this until now.
That's how Laszlo sits when he does his show.
Laszlo is doing it right.
Like leg up.
Both legs. Lean back.
Lean back.
Oh, this is so comfy.
Do you want some gin and juice or something?
Hey, bring it. Bring it on. You got it?
It's 7:26 in the morning.
No, hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Probably. Not here. Not here. Not in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, or Mission, Kansas, which is where we are right now.
Mission, yep.
Yeah, I hit them all, see?
You did.
Know what
Good
I'm
job.
Doing. I know
Good
what
job.
I'm doing. So I got kind of annoyed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a big band, there's humble. You can be humble, and it's amazing. But then there's like a little too humble.
Right.
Yeah. So
trying too hard.
Yeah. 21 mm-hmm. pilots in a recent interview said that they, quote, still need to prove themselves.
Hmm. Do you like 21 pilots?
Okay. So I like what they stand for.
Okay.
I like their live shows. I like some of their songs, but I don't have any on my iPod. I like their interactions with their audience. Their live shows are incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like 21 Pilots. Do you like 21 Pilots?
No.
She says she can't watch porn because the continuity issues ruin it for her. Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
You're a little comfortable over there, Stacey Moody.
Oh, you have no idea. This is the life.
It's
this
the
is...
Laszlo. You're pulling the Laszlo. That's how he sits when he does Church of Laszlo.
Ugh,
do you want a
so
massage?
Smart. I mean,
anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, I mean, if you can hook that massage up, that'd be great.
Yeah. Massage your feet.
Yeah. Huh. A little head massage, too. Got a little bit of a headache.
You, yeah, Stacey Moody, that's how it works around here.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
Uh-huh. But you did make me take a photo of you.
Absolutely.
What are you going to use that for?
It might be going on my new Bumble profile.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're on Bumble?
Oh, yeah.
Are you on right now?
I was, actually, yeah.
Can I see what's going on? What's going on at 7:30 in the morning on Bumble for straight people?
Well, for right now, there's a fella in a wedding photo. It's just him and the bride.
Oh.
Not really sure if he's a friend, a brother, or the husband. I don't know.
I feel like you need to... Is that his default photo, his profile photo?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Why is that? Why?
I don't know. What kind of gentleman are you looking for? We know you like beards.
Beards, and now I don't have internet connection.
Oh, that's a darn shame.
It is, isn't it?
That's a darn shame. Okay, wait, but tell us about your dating life, because you called it a dumpster fire a couple weeks ago.
I did, because it is.
Why? Are you just not meeting the right gentleman?
No.
Is there anybody to meet?
I'm sure there are, but I don't think they're on Bumble.
Okay. Is that the only place where you'll go and open up your soul for dating?
Pretty much. It's the only one I've got.
Mm, mm, mm.
I have not taken too much effort into dating.
Wait, can I see your Bumble profile?
Yes.
Give it, so I can describe it.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
For the Buzz family.
There you go.
All right. Okay. First thing, Stacey, 30, programming manager. That's a very cute photo. Your hair is...
Thank you.
...is the same color that it is right now. So that's...
Which is good.
That's nice. How do I swipe?
Swipe up.
What the F is a German muffin? What does that mean?
It's a Parks and Rec reference.
Okay, all right. Down for live music, grabbing a beer, volunteering, petting puppies. Is that a euphemism?
Yes and no, but I do want to pet puppies.
Baseball games, endless conversations about Leslie Knope and Ron Swanson. If you're into Parks and Rec, people watching and making fun of each other, swipe right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look at these other photos. Oh, it's you. Hey, I'm in a picture of you.
You are.
Look at your Bumble profile. Wow.
I got to have Jordan Silver in my Bumble profile. It's the only reason I get likes.
Do you know how bad I do at online dating?
As bad as I do?
Worse.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was possible.
It's really, really, really horrible. I had to delete everything. I just can't anymore. A couple, like I think last year, a girl with dermals on her forehead. It was an implant that goes under your skin, and it looked like devil horns, and she liked me. And I was like, well, the devil liked me. I don't think I want to do this anymore.
It's good. Hey, it's nice to have the devil on your side, though. You don't want to cross the devil, right?
Well, I did. I swiped whatever direction the devil was not.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Damn, that goes on for a long time. Really?
Is that really going on that long?
Oh, my God. So one time I ordered a pizza. And when I opened it, it had in red writing from the person that made the pizza, "We love the Buzz."
Aww.
Because I guess there's only one Jordan Silver here.
Yeah,
in Kansas City.
Yeah, there's not many.
And there are a lot of Buzz listeners, which is amazing.
That's adorable.
I love the Buzz fam. But, you know, sometimes people will drop off Postmates and they'll know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, people in the lobby, our security guards now know. This is what I do, because they're like, why the hell are you up and walking around at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, well, I have
just mind
job.
Your own business.
Yeah. Why don't you keep me safe? No, they're all really nice. They're all really, really, really nice. But so, you know, if I don't want people to know where I live, then I probably shouldn't tag where I live in my social media. So that's my bad. But I love the building that I live in. It's like my favorite place that I've ever lived, right? But it's an old building. It's been around since the 30s. So sometimes it gets some funky smells.
Sure, as they do.
Mm-hmm, because it's just old. And lately, we've been dealing with a funky smell in the building. to the point where it's just a little bit worse than it has been for us to, like, we're like, all right, yo, you need to fix this.
Right.
What is this smell? It stinks, right? So there's a Facebook group for the building that I live in. And we kind of just get on there and talk, like, blah, 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 yeah, what's going on? So my neighbor right across from me, okay, I've got one person right across from me, and then there's a long, long, long hallway, no shared walls or anything, and then the other two people that live on the floor. There's four of us that live on the floor. So this person that lives across from me, I've lived there since September. I have never met her.
Oh.
Never, ever, 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 ever met her.
Such a friendly neighbor you are.
Well, I just think that our schedules are really off. I definitely hear her come home.
Okay.
You know, sure. But it's, I'm in bed, you know, at 8:15, because that's when you go to bed when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I've never met her, but I do know her name.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know how, but I do know her name. So she, because the smell's been pretty bad on our floor, she posted on the Facebook group, is anybody else smelling this thing? It's disgusting. Blah, 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 blah. Like, they need to take care of this. And I have been thinking the same thing, but I didn't want to be that annoying person that's like, what's going on? So I seconded it. I was like, yes, I feel the same exact way. I live right across from you. You know, I hear you come home sometimes. Nice to meet you. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
Sure.
So I put all of that there. Mm-hmm. And then I went, well, this morning, I'm in the elevator. That all happened last night. This morning, I'm in the elevator going down to my car, and I decided to delete that comment on the Facebook group.
Why did you delete it?
Well, I didn't want...
This is going to be good.
I didn't want my neighbor knowing who I was.
Okay.
I didn't want her knowing. Because, you know, we share a wall. Like, we do share a wall. So she does hear stuff that happens in my apartment. And
all the stuff that happens in your apartment.
Yeah. It was kind of my lady friend's birthday. And I was kind of giving her birthday spankings last night.
Oh.
And I didn't want this lady to know that it was me.
Well, I think you may. Hopefully she didn't see it.
Or listen to the radio.
Oh.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
My wrist won't stop buzzing. What a day to wear my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tierney. What?
You're writing this one by yourself. I don't know what to tell you.
I should have said that on the radio. I just didn't think that that she was listening. And
they're always listening.
What, the people that we date always listen?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm in big, big, big trouble. Does it make a difference if I'm mad at you right now about what you talked about on the radio? Oh my God.
Oh.
Don't people know that date radio personalities, that they're going to be talked about on the radio?
Well, I mean, you would assume that, yeah.
So,
did you not have this conversation?
Well,
have you not?
Are
been
you
like,
about to have this conversation?
I think I already had this conversation, and I'm not on the winning side of this.
What did you tell her about this situation?
I told her that I didn't know that she was listening.
That's not the way to do this.
Yes, it is. What you don't know can't hurt you.
Oh,
well, clearly this is not the way to do it, because even if she didn't hear it, one of her friends heard it, it's going to tell them, and then it's even worse because she's hearing from somebody else that you were talking about her on the radio. You gotta just
you gotta play middle school rules.
So what
man.
Do I say back? Oh my God, I'm in so much trouble. What do I say back?
Well, she's definitely getting like some flowers now.
Okay. What kind of flowers?
All of them.
All of them? Venus flytraps?
Yeah.
That's my favorite kind of flower.
I bet it is.
Oh, all right, I'm just going to do the news and move on.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play some music.
Or she can just call in and talk about how awesome the spankings were.
Oh,
God, this is starting.
She could either just go with it, or you could just go with it. But
yeah.
I am pretty sure everything I have ever done in my life in the 15 years that I have worked here has been on the radio.
Sure. So what about your birthday spankings?
What about them? What do you want to know?
Can we do them on the radio?
In August, sure.
Oh. Really? Okay, this just got weird.
That is recorded, and it is on record now. We're doing it.
You want birthday spankings?
Not like you gave your girlfriend.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
I don't have a phone anymore. Just take this phone. I'm going to move. Can somebody go get my cat? Just get my cat. It's all that matters. I just need my cat, and I can move to another country. and just go.
Yeah.
Because that's what I have to do. Okay. So in news.
Yes.
Maybe I'll move to France.
Maybe not now.
Why?
Maybe move close to France and then like as soon as everything's done, you know, on fire.
That's true. Notre Dame was on fire.
Juste devant le cœur, les débris de la flèche tombaient plus tôt dans la soirée.
What did she say? What did she say? What was your translation?
If I told you it, I'd have to kill you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of swearing in it. I heard flesh in there, too. It was
yeah,
weird.
Probably.
All right, so 850 years Notre Dame has been there. We don't know about the hunchback, though.
No, still no word on him.
We'll find him, though.
I'm a little upset.
We must.
We must.
Stacey, have you ever been to San Francisco?
I have not.
Okay. Well, there's a road there that is like one of the steepest hills.
Uh-huh.
It's called Lombard Street. Well, when you go there, one of the things to do is to drive down it because it's so curvy. The city of San Francisco is now thinking about putting a toll booth on top.
No. Of course they are.
San Francisco.
Because it's not already expensive enough.
It is.
Just to breathe it there.
Yeah, I have a friend who lives there. $2,000 parking space.
Stop.
$2,000 parking space.
A month.
Yes. It's disgusting. So, yeah. There has been a modern marvel.
What?
In hearts.
Scientists in Israel have printed the first 3D heart using human tissue and vessels. This advances the possibilities for transplants and producing hearts suitable for transplants to humans.
Yeah. Maybe we can finally give my mother one.
Oh.
And that's the news.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
You're an intelligent lady. Were you just singing along?
I was.
Okay, that's cool. Well, that was the end of the song.
Okay, cool.
And then I turned the mic on.
And then you called me intelligent, which I think we have already proved wrong.
Well,
that's fine.
Nope, that's me. Me, dog house, dog pound. My God, I might as well just go after work straight to the KC Pet Project and just sit in a doghouse because I am in the doghouse right now. Okay, but you know what? You know how you get out of in trouble?
Gifts.
Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I have a pair of tickets to check out Alice Merton Record Bar on Wednesday, April 24th. It's a pair of tickets plus meet and greet and sound check passes. This is what I want to do, Stacey Moody.
Okay.
There's a reason why I'm not letting you look at the screen.
Yeah, this is very awkward. I have to, like, turn my head to look at you, and then I have to look away immediately.
I want you to, because I want you to spell this artist's name. And if you spell it correctly, caller 3 gets tickets.
Oh, no.
If you spell it incorrectly, caller 4 gets tickets, Stacey.
Alice Merton?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Okay. Whole name?
Yeah.
A-L-I-C-E?
Yeah.
Am I good there?
Yep.
Okay. Merton. M-E-R-T-I-N?
And you got that incorrect. So yes. Caller number 4 right now. 5-7-6-7-96. 5 scores tickets to Alice Merton.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
I've seen the packaging for the coffee that they make here in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
The packaging literally says world's worst coffee.
Oh, it's
world's
good.
Worst.
It's good marketing.
It's just the worst.
Yeah.
It might as well not even be anything. It's bad coffee. But I'll drink it.
But isn't bad coffee still good? I mean, it's still coffee.
I think I've done too many things to myself in my adult life that coffee doesn't really even work anymore.
Oh, not at all.
You know, people that can't drink it after noon?
Right.
They're like, I can't because I'll be up all night. I can drink I can take shots of espresso and fall asleep.
The only time any coffee works on me anymore is if I take it, like, or if I take it,
yes.
If I drink it.
In the veins? Just, like, directly in the veins? Just, like,
just intravenous coffee? Is if I take it, like, drink it. I'm trying to tell
you
something.
What are you trying to tell the Buzz family? You're trying to take what? Take what?
Coffee at night. It doesn't matter anymore. Now the story's over. I've ruined it. It keeps me up.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
The 1975 talking, just starting to talk about their new album. New one. Apparently it's sort of emo.
Oh.
They're going to come out with two albums this year. They put out their first one already. And then this new one is, quote, sort of emo. No other information at this moment. So, StaceyMoody at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
You want to try this coffee thing again?
Yeah, I think the problem is I have only had one cup of coffee today. That's why my brain's not functioning.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
The lack of coffee.
The lack
of
coffee.
Do you want a sip of my iced coffee that's been sitting there for 45 years? It's molding across the top now?
Yes.
You do like some of that?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't want any of that. I don't like cold coffee.
Why not?
I like blended, but like you pour coffee, like just straight like coffee that's been sitting in the pot for like 3 or 4 hours, not years.
Yeah, diner coffee.
I can't. It's got to be warm.
I don't know how many times I would make coffee while I was getting ready for work and I would pour the coffee into my glass and I would pretend that I was a waitress at a diner and be like, can I get anything else for you, darling? Totally talking to myself.
Talking to the air.
The air. Yes. Can I get anything else for you, darling? No, ma'am. We're good.
Can you imagine if a doctor told you that you could never have coffee again? Like caffeinated coffee. What would you do? How would you, would life even be worth living at that point?
I don't like coffee that much. Mm. So I think I could do it. Why do you?
I don't know.
Could you?
No. No.
You're telling me you would end your life.
Yeah.
You would be over.
I'd be taking your Mini Cooper and driving it straight into a wall at 12 miles an hour because that's all it's going
to
take.
Okay. First off, why do you have to do it in my car? Why my car?
Because the Mini Cooper. They're known for speed chases.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the podcast. You'll hear that Stacey Moody and I have not seen The Italian Job. Mm-hmm. And that was a very important part of the show this morning, was seeing the movie The Italian Job, apparently. Second off, why my car? Why? You're going to end your life.
Do you want me to take a different Mini Cooper?
I mean, there's a whole dealership up the street. Take one of theirs. I like my car.
All right, fine.
But second off, just over coffee?
Yeah.
If you had a doctor that said you could have coffee.
Not just over coffee. The coffee is like the last straw.
Okay, tell me what's in this list of things that go before the coffee. Are you going to become a nun? Get off. Are you looking at your watch? Why? You got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, I know you do. You have other jobs. You're a very important
lady.
I
have that job thing, you know, that people have?
Yes.
No, there's a long list of like things that I've had to take out my life.
You're 31, right?
30.
You're 30, right?
Don't age me too much.
No, I will not. I always count the 9 months when you're in the womb.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So really your birthday is 9 months before it is.
Okay.
Not a celebration. Okay. I don't want to think about it either. What were we talking about?
Not being able to live without coffee and the wonderful bill of health.
Just there's natural things that you can do, you know?
I'm sure.
Like cocaine.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.